So over your 35 years of teaching career, can you recall some of your students that you will always remember?
I've had some kids that I turned around. I won't mention this kid's name, but one of my favorites ever, and one of my wife's favorites as well. I have students at home quite a bit, so she gets to know them too. And I had this one kid who was the biggest goof-off I think I've ever had as a physics major. And he used to be late for everything, so talented. And he would be late for everything, and he'd miss assignments, and I was always on his case. So one day I was in my office, and I give oral exams sometimes, and students dread them because I can be pretty tough on them. I put them at the board and make them sweat for a while. And I tell them how great they are. But Chris came for his oral exam, and it was scheduled for 11 o'clock. I'll never forget this. And that was back when I still had knees, and I used to play basketball 3 days a week with the faculty. And it meant a lot to me getting out there and playing basketball for an hour. And Chris shows up. I was supposed to show up at 11 o'clock, and I sit there, and no Chris. 11:30 goes around, no Chris. Get to 5 to 12, Chris walks into my office. He said, "Oh, I'm so sorry, Dr. Griffin. My alarm didn't go off." I said, "Chris, I've heard that excuse for back then probably 20 years. That has no effect on me whatsoever. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I've got a basketball appointment. I'm going to go play basketball." He's gone about an hour and a half. "You sit here, and while I'm gone, and while I'm playing and having a great time, I'll think over whether I'm going to give you this exam or not." And I left. And he sat there for an hour and a half. I got back, and he's still sitting there. I said, "Well, Chris, I've decided I'm going to give you a break, and I'm going to give you this exam." So we went down. After the first 5 minutes of he was very nervous. He did fine. And I ended up sending him to work with the group that I worked with at Oak Ridge for years. He got his PhD in atomic physics, my field, with one of the great guys, a guy named Tom Gallagher at Virginia, and went off and got his postdoc in laboratory in Mercotone in France. So that was one I was most proud of because the way he was going, he wasn't going to go anywhere. And I think just being supportive but being tough, those are the ones I remember.